It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. We've got a studio full here today, which is always fun, and we're going to be talking about Impact, the pilot program that has been, for lack of a better term, embedding, one of those popular words these days, a social person in with a police person here in Marshalltown. To great success so far, but still learning and still building with it. We have with us Autumn Drulo, one of the social workers who is working through YSS to do that. David Hicks, Executive Director of YSS of Marshall County and Marshalltown Police Chief Mike Tupper, which means between all you guys, I'm just going to ask a question and sit back for the next 15 minutes. No, just kidding.
We're ready.
You're ready? Chief's always ready. So is David. So how are we doing, David, stat-wise? Anything new? Is it getting better? Is it smoothing out? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, we have stats. We've collected – we started February 1st, so we have stats through May. We don't have June's collected yet, but we will report on that as soon as possible. So February through May, 4 months, we had 91 calls, and that yielded services to 162 people during that time. And the percents of the calls were something that we probably anticipated. Of the 91 calls, 41% were of a mental health concern, 28% were relating to family conflict, and 17% were related to homelessness or housing issues. So, you know, when we started putting Impact together, we knew based on Chief Tupper and his team's input and responses that we knew mental health was certainly going to be a big issue that they have to respond to. So, you know, this program is only as good as the community advocates, and that's Darcy Anderson and Autumn Drulo. So with Autumn here in the studio, you know, she's got just a wealth of information and experience. And really, these numbers are the result of her and Darcy's hard work.
Well, Chief, let me ask you before we get into Autumn here. Last time David was here, he talked about the little survey he took among officers at the police department about how is it going. From a chief's perspective, it seems to me that it could not be going any better, which I don't want to jinx you with anything, but it's really gotten off to a good start, hasn't it?
It has gotten off to a good start, and I'm first of all impressed that David was able to get cops to fill out a survey, by the way. So I don't know that we had 100%, but we had pretty good responses, and it has got the whole program has gotten off to a good start, and I had high expectations for the program, and it's exceeding my expectations. And the only thing that I'm really worried about now, Ken, is we're 6.5 months into a 12-month pilot project, and we don't want this program to end, because what I'm hearing from our police officers is that it's working, and it's having a big impact on our community. It's helping officers deal with some very challenging and difficult circumstances. And the only complaint that I've received from the cops, and it's the number one complaint that I hear a lot of now, is when can we do this 24/7? Because we have social workers in our building 7 days a week, 10 hours a day, but stuff is happening either before they get in or when they go home. And so I'm hearing from night shift, hey, I could have used somebody at 2 o'clock this morning. Our cops want more of this, and I think that's surprising to hear for a lot of people, because I think a lot of folks thought, well, how are cops and social workers going to work together? We're working together very well. It's been a tremendous partnership, and Darcy and Autumn have really fit in and become part of the team. So I just don't have the vocabulary to be able to say how much it's meant to us and how successful they've been. They're doing a great job, and we need to find a way to keep this going.
Well, Autumn Drulo, who's out in the trenches along with Darcy and all that, it's nice to have you here as well. How have your experiences been so far?
You know, I long story short, I think it's really been eye-opening. I kind of like to tell people that I thought I knew a lot about people before coming to work with Impact, and I know that that's true, but I feel like what I know about people doubles every month that I'm part of the program. There are just so many layers to why people might need to reach out for help, and, you know, I'm learning more about different resources outside of Marshalltown that people can utilize, getting a better, well-rounded idea about how I can help people.
Did you have any really preconceived notions going into when this started earlier in the year? Did you have a thought of how it would go or did you have the realization that it's a pilot program, I just got to go with the flow to begin with?
Yeah, I think you really hit the nail on the head with that last one. I think throughout the introductory process, everyone was pretty firm on, hey, you know, we're just going to go in and see what works, and we trust you guys to really follow your intuition. And I'm really proud to say that Darcy and I have been able to accomplish a lot of really great things.
Can you give us an example of some of those, without getting into any of the personals or anything like that? Can you talk about an instance or two where you came away at the end and said, this is just what we wanted it to be?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like left and right, I encounter people who maybe have a variety of needs that need to be met, and maybe they're kind of interwoven with each other. And I'm able to kind of look within YSS to get some of those needs met, and then reach out to people in the community to do that too, because we've been really trying to reach out to different community organizations and make sure that we're building a strong partnership with them too, because there's really no opportunity for us to help our community as much as we want to without that. I would say that a lot of the time we're getting people in to maybe work on some past experiences that were pretty traumatic for them. And on top of that, we're helping people get connected to food and utilities resources, and maybe just things in town that they didn't know about before.
You know, I don't want to tee this up as much of a softball, but, you know, the chief was talking about how, you know, the officers saying, you know, we need more. Has it changed your perspective a little bit about what the officers are going through, and how somebody with the type of background that you and Darcy have can maybe help kind of calm things down a little bit, maybe? Maybe that's, I don't know if that's a good way to put it or not.
Well, you know, I want to say first and foremost that the police department has, I mean, just to say that they've embraced us, I don't think that's a strong enough word. You know, I feel like it was just a really welcoming environment from day one, and everyone was, you know, actively involved in wanting to participate in this mission. You know, when I first started, you know, I think maybe I was a little nervous because I wasn't as cool as the people going out solving all the crimes all day, right? So I'm like, okay, you know, we'll ride this out and see how this goes. But once again, you know, it gives you a strong idea, I think, of just how emergency services work and how community advocates can jump in and really take that to the next level.
Mike, let me ask you this, because, you know, we've talked about that it's with it being a pilot program and rather unique, if not totally unique, in the state of Iowa. I'm sure you get questions about it from colleagues in other areas, other municipalities, and all of that. Are they saying, why didn't we think of this first, or anything like that? Or are they just curious as to how it's been going?
I've been hearing from communities that are just curious to see how it's going and how it might work for them. And, you know, every community is different. And, you know, there are some communities that maybe this isn't for them. There are some communities that might have a better way to do it than the way we're doing it. And we're still feeling our way through the process. We haven't figured everything out, but we're making good progress. And I think what we've started here is working for Marshalltown. And we already had a great working relationship with YSS of Marshall County, and good partnerships. We know each other well. And how we're trying to build this program is working for us. So when people reach out to us and why it works here and try to give them advice, but understanding that every community is different and their needs are different, you know, some law enforcement agencies are still struggling with the concept, and is this something we want to do? I guess I've always tried to think outside the box and try to do things a little bit differently. But as a police officer of almost 29 years, you know, there was a part of me that was like, you know, do I want to establish this type of partnership, and are we somehow taking something away from law enforcement? But what we have found with this program is that it's actually enhancing the services that we provide. It's enhancing the relationships we have in our community. It's allowing us to be more transparent. And we already had really good relationships in the community. But I think it's opened up the eyes of the cops, and it's opened up the eyes of a lot of people in the community. Maybe there's a better way to provide services. We all know that there's a lot of people in our community that need help, that have different needs. And the police department in Marshalltown for many, many years has nothing to do with me, has done a good job of trying to answer the needs in the community. But we bring a law enforcement solution, and that's not always the best solution. And our partnership with YSS has been something that's allowed us to better serve the community, and it makes us a safer community.
David, I know that you, and I'm sure Mike too, both kind of probably had some sleepless nights. We've talked about this before, trying to get this ready and everything like that. What about from your social background and for what YSS of Marshall County does and the services it provides? What has changed in that with the start of this impact program, as far as you can tell?
Well, it's really uncovered probably what we knew all along, that there's just a significant mental health need, not only in Marshalltown, but in all areas. And that affects family harmony, homelessness, substance abuse. It's all kind of intertwined. And, just a couple weeks ago, we had reports from the police that there were 911 calls coming from one particular address, and police responded time after time after time. And that was over a long weekend, 14 calls. Not criminal-based, just somebody having a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to tie up the police and first responders with those kind of needs when Impact can come along, provide those supports, and reduce those calls, get services into the home, get mental health help, whatever is needed. That's really going to reduce police officer time responding to non-criminal issues. You can't arrest your way out of a situation like that. And thanks to Autumn and Darcy for their diligence, those calls are being reduced right now, saving police officer time, first responder time, and really much of the credit goes to the City Council of Marshalltown, who approved this, which it's going to save time and has already saved time and money since the 1st of February. So it's just been a great start, and like Chief Tupper said, it's exceeded my expectations too.
Now the next step is trying to figure out how to raise money for year two, and I know that David's been working on that, and I'm sure you've talked about it. How are we doing?
Well, I just hit send on a federal grant this morning, and so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that works out for us. Budgets are tight everywhere, and it's difficult to find money, grants, donations, whatever, for any project. So we need to find a way to make this work, though. And I think what the City Council recognized back in September of last year is that this was an opportunity to invest in our community and to invest in the people that live here. And the City Council is 100% behind this project, and I know that they're going to do everything they can to help us keep it moving forward. So we're going to – David's doing a great job trying to find money. YSS is doing a great job trying to find money. We're going to continue to work together to make sure that we can keep this project moving.
Autumn, let me ask you this question just as far as kind of a procedure and how you go through things, because I'm sure – like you've found, and we know that police officers come across so many different type of situations, and there's always something new that pops up somewhere along the line. Has it been difficult for you and Darcy? Have you talked about it, about showing up when an officer calls and you're there and trying to gain a little bit of a toehold with the individuals to try and gain a little bit of trust so you can talk to them and say, hey, here's what we can try and do for you, or what can we do for you?
Absolutely. That's probably the number one thing that Darcy and I talk to each other about, especially when we're communicating about maybe people we've encountered that we might, and the other person might kind of jump in and visit with them in the future. What we find is that when we go to these calls, we're really asking a lot of these people who are going through just any number of things to really bare their soul to someone they don't really know. And that takes a lot of trust, like you said, to be able to feel comfortable doing that. And I feel like even when I'm on my way to a call, I'm not really trying to jump into the nitty-gritty of next steps just yet. What I'm trying to do is find different ways that I might be able to get through to somebody. Because if I'm not able to do that, then really I'm not able to do much else, am I? I find that that's probably the number one thing that Darcy and I bring to the table. I think we're pretty okay.
Building relationships, that's where it starts.
All right. Absolutely. Well, it's been a great program. It's been wonderful from our point of view to kind of see the program get off the ground and go. So, we look forward to having more conversations, see how everything is going. find out maybe even a little bit sometimes, or maybe you stub your toe a little bit because nothing's perfect. And, you know, we'll hope you'll have some good luck with the grant, Chief, and with everything else that you're doing, because I think it would be a terrible shame to have this program go away after a year. So thank you all for all of it that you're doing. Darcy as well. Autumn Drulo with us. David Hicks from YSS, Marshalltown Police Chief Mike Tupper, talking about impact. Guys, keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ken. Appreciate it.
And that's Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.